The Mets looking to snap a five-game skid, taking on the Marlins. Kevin Plawecki behind the plate, recalled from AAA, making his first start since May 21st. Rafael Montero on the hill for New York. Pick it up, no score in the fourth. Montero looking good.
And he strikes out Yelich. 2-2 to Rojas. Struck him out. Montero with a little celebration. Struck him out. Big strikeout for Montero, his fifth of the night. Nimmo, the go-ahead run at third. Cespedes at second with one out. And it's hit up the middle. Under the glove of Rojas. And two runs will score. And the Mets go in front 3-1. Flores connects. That ball is out of here. Wilmer Flores, two-run homer. Here's Plawecki, ninth man up in the inning. 1-2 coming. And the breaking ball hit in the air to deep left field. And it's out of here. Seven-run inning for the Mets.
2-0 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball. Well hit right center. That goes Stanton onto the track, and there she goes. Home run, Dominic Smith. And the Mets have an 8-1 lead.
The Mets snap a five-game skid, defeating the Marlins 8-1. The Mets turn five double plays in the game. Rafael Montero, his first win since June 25th, going six innings, allowing one run, striking out five. Three of the Mets' runs in the game were unearned as they take advantage of three Marlins errors. The Mets snap a five-game skid. Manager Terry Collins spoke after.
I really thought, you know, he pitched in, kept the ball down. He had good movement on his fastball. That's why he got all the ground balls. It's what we've been preaching with him, and that's pound the strike zone. And when he does that, his stuff works in, you know, up here. And when he gets behind is when he gets in trouble. And tonight, I thought he threw the ball great.
Before the game, you mentioned Michael Conforto just needs to concentrate on hitting and let's worry about the other stuff later. It was ruled an error, but how can that at-bat in the six be something that triggers him here down the stretch?
Even both he and Cess, swung the bat much better tonight. They're going to be the keys. They are the keys. They've been the keys. The middle of our lineup always is. And to have Michael get a big hit like that, I think could certainly jumpstart him. I talked to him before the game, and I know that, you guys would probably go to him and talk about that kind of stuff. And I just said, listen, it's just really important for you to understand that one of these days that will be your role. But right now, you got to establish yourself as, just a solid player. But that hit certainly, was big for him tonight because he's been scuffling a little bit.
Jerry?
You'll be looking for a lot from Plawecki and Montero down the stretch here. How encouraging is tonight, especially given that this is not their first tries up here?
Well, Jerry, I think, again, under a lot of circumstances in the past, they can look in the mirror and say, geez, all I'm doing is filling in. With what's occurred here in the last, certainly the last couple weeks, I think Kevin Plawecki's saying to himself that this is his ultimate opportunity to show that he should stay here. And Rafi, he knows with what's happened this summer with our starting pitching that, there's a possibility of a job here, down especially next year. And so he's got to go win that job. And when you pitch like you did tonight against a very, very good lineup, those are the kind of guys you want, in your rotation that, will throw strikes. And some nights it's going to be good. Some nights you're going to get knocked around. But when base on balls are hurting you, that's what's killed him up here. And tonight he didn't do that. He stayed away from him.
Matt.
Just with Montero, you've seen this before where he's, put a few good starts. Is there anything you've seen in these last two, though, that makes you think maybe he finally is turning that corner?
Well, the Yankee start was the best I've seen him throw, really, for pure stuff with velocity and secondary pitches. But I just thought tonight, used his fastball so much more effectively. Got, again, pitched in on some guys, kept the ball down in the zone, used his slider occasionally, but, really made him look for the hunt the fastball. And by doing so, he got some good early swings and, five double plays. They can help you. They can get you out of some big innings.
Amen.
Terry, you've obviously seen a lot in this game, but have you ever seen the inning end where maybe all nine guys weren't sure it was three outs after that double play in the third?
Tells you how things have been going, doesn't it?
Right here on the left.
Terry, what do you like about the way Dom Smith has been adjusting to major league pitching?
Well, I think it's going to continue. He's going to see all different kinds, but he's a good offensive player. He's always hit in the minor leagues. The thing that I really think it's going to make him a good hitter is that he's kind of like Michael. He's not just a one-dimensional guy. He's not just a pull guy. He's not just a power guy. He's a good hitter. And I think young players who are good hitters will ultimately adjust and learn how to get the ball in the air and become power hitters. And I think Dom's one of those kind of guys. But again, I think the more he plays here, the more he's comfortable here, the more he says to himself, hey, look, I belong here, I think you're going to see improved play out of him.
Last one on the left.
Terry, you spoke last night about Miami being so good in the field, and today, three errors. Yes, you took advantage of them, but how important is that for you to see as the manager of this team for the remainder of the season that they take advantage of those extra opportunities in an inning?
Well, you've got to. If you're going to win baseball games in the major leagues and the other team gives you chances for, you know, 20, 30 outs, you better take advantage of it because it's so hard to score here. And when you have chances to get, you know, when they make an error and you can capitalize on it, it's huge. And those add-on runs, boy, they're very, very special in any game. And tonight, you know, we made them count and kept getting a big hit and a couple of home runs behind an error and certainly put the game away.
The series against the Marlins concludes on Sunday with Jacob deGrom on the hill.